Hi, this is Dan Sheridan, and this is number one in our series on the life of the Apostle Paul. We're entitling this series, I, Paul, A Biography of Grace. You know, the life of the Apostle Paul is one of the greatest stories in history. Paul has influenced the whole world. That's how wide his influence spreads. His life and message changed Asia, Europe, and I would dare to say he is responsible for the founding of America. Yes, he's that important. Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles. You find his story in the Bible. And his message reached beyond the borders of Israel, and he called all men everywhere to faith in the living and true God. And his message was that of love and reconciliation to all people, without respect of skin color or bloodline. You know, in a world full of idolatry and injustice, Paul proclaimed the true and living God and his justice, his righteousness. Paul really stood out. The history of the world leading up to Paul's day was violence and idolatry. Violent religion united to the state held sway. Men didn't love their fellow man. Men didn't glorify God as God or thank him. Instead, they devoted themselves to emperor and animal worship. They basically worshiped their king and they worshiped animals. All you had to do was to tour Egypt and Rome to see that. Then after centuries of this kind of unsatisfying religion, human philosophy stepped in, and that didn't solve the problem either. Aristotle and Plato longed for a word from God. They use that in their actual statements. They longed for the Logos, but their search ended up lost in a philosophical maze. They made some statements that were pretty good, and they came close to finding God, but they fell short. They lacked the key of wisdom. So the centuries leading up to the calling of the Apostle Paul were testing grounds. And what was the result of that test? What were the findings? Well, we learned that there were none righteous and none wise. God basically allowed man for centuries to do and think his best. He allowed man to come up with his own religion and philosophy, and none of them satisfied. Neither answered the longings of the human heart. But the good news is, after man exhausts all his resources, God steps in. God raises up Saul of Tarsus. He becomes the Apostle Paul, and he's sent by God to the world to proclaim the wisdom and power of God. Paul had the key to true righteousness and true wisdom. Paul's message, again, is about God's love for all mankind, a love that was demonstrated when Christ died for the ungodly. Now, the message of Peter was a great message, but was confined to those who were of the line of Abraham and David. Paul's message, however, goes out to all those who came from the line of Adam. Now, not all of us descend from Abraham and David, but all of us descend from Adam. Paul's message transcends borders and culture. And Paul's message changes people too. It has power. It turned violent religious men into loving people who would sacrifice themselves for others. Paul's message produced in the hearts of those who received it love for God and men created in the image of God. Human wisdom and human idolatry couldn't do that, but Paul's wonderful message did. And by the way, that message still changes people today. You know, God prepares people before they're even aware of it, even during the days before they believed in God. God trains us in our unconverted days. Our BC days were training grounds for our future work. A long chain of providence has guided us and prepared us for the present and the future. Now, this means that there's more to our lives than our wills and actions. It also means that there's more to history than men and what they do. Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good to those who love God. So our pasts are full of sin and error, but God uses these things to develop his purposes and plans. He uses these to fit us for his service. Lessons of the past are very important in our own lives. This principle teaches us a very valuable lesson about conversion. When we're converted, we don't receive new personalities. God gave us our personalities. A person who believes in God and his son Jesus Christ becomes a new creature in Christ. It's true. But that person is still the same person. The difference is that our personalities are now used for the right causes. And Paul is the perfect example of that. During Paul's BC days, he was so zealous that he surpassed his own countrymen in the tradition of the fathers. He stood above the... He was the head of the class. class. He persecuted Christians wherever he could find them. And he was the same zealot after his conversion. Once he met Christ, he labored more abundantly than all the believers. You see, he was the head of the class in his BC as well as his AD days. He was still the same zealous man. The difference is that the AD Paul used his personality for the right cause. We're going to see many examples of this as we study the life of Paul before his conversion. And as we study Paul, think about your own past life. Try to find God's providence in your own life. You are who God made you to be. Now, you can direct your energies and your talents to his service. Yes, Paul's message has power. As a matter of fact, every revival of biblical truth has been a result of the rediscovery of the truths taught by the Apostle Paul. You know, God's ways are amazing. Apostasy and prodigal living are used by him to further truth. Sometimes error serves to magnify truth, and that's probably why God has on many occasions destroyed false systems using men who were raised up in those very systems. For instance, Martin Luther was an Augustinian monk. Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And then there's the Apostle Paul. Remember we said that idolatry and philosophy were the greatest problems of Paul's day? Paul's boyhood was spent in a town that was renowned for its philosophy and idolatry. He was raised in this system, and he would later illuminate it with the truth. The longing of the human heart was expressed religiously in idolatry, and philosophically in the philosophies of Plato and Aristotle. And as we pointed out, none of those satisfied the longing of the human heart. And then here comes the Apostle Paul bringing the gospel of the grace of God, which satisfies the longings of religion as well as the searchings of philosophy. And then there was the religion of the Jews. Paul was a Hebrew of the Hebrews and a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. And he sat at the feet of Gamaliel as a youth. Gamaliel was probably the greatest teacher of Judaism in history. And that's where Paul learned it. And as a result, as Saul of Tarsus grew up, he excelled everyone as a champion of the traditions of the fathers. And then after Paul met Christ, he exposed the self-righteous spirit of the Judaism of that day. Truly, Saul of Tarsus was steeped in human religion and human philosophy so that he could be the best teacher of God's religion and God's philosophy. That's how God does it. Yes, God's ways are truly amazing. Now, next time, we're going to compare Paul with the 12 apostles. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening to our church history series. I really hope you learned something. We'll talk to you again next time.